Welcome back to Upfront Soul. I am your host, Sanguine Fromage, laying down the soulful sounds to which I hope you are getting down, being inspired, perhaps learning a bit about Black History Month, which we're celebrating here. And I will let you know, if you'd like to keep track of the show, you can follow us on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Facebook. Look for us at Upfront Soul. We do love to hear from you if you want to message us, tweet to us, and we do like to keep you up to date on what's coming up on future shows, and we let you know about milestones in funk, soul, jazz, and gospel, civil rights history. So if you would like to keep in touch with us that way, we would be honored. We're going to get started with an incredible singer and civil rights activist. Mavis Staples grew up in the Staples Singers. She is still out there making incredibly powerful music. And this is from a recent album of hers called We'll Never Turn Back. We're going to hear a song called Eyes on the Prize.
Jail. Had no money for to go their bail. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Began to shout. Doors popped open and all walked out. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on.
Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Well, the only chains we can stand are the chains of hand in hand. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Got my hand on the freedom plow. Wouldn't take nothing from my journey now. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on.
Thank you. child, got my religion. Hallelujah now.
Now, the if faith says if all goes well, if life is hopeful, prosperous, and happy, if I don't have to go to jail, if I don't have to face the agonies and burdens of life, if I'm not ever called bad names because of taking a stand that I feel that I must take, if none of these things happen, then I'll have faith in God. Then I'll be all right. That's the if faith. There is a though faith, though. And the though faith says, though things go wrong,
yes, sir.
Though evil is temporarily triumphant, though sickness comes and the cross looms, nevertheless, I'm going to believe anyway, and I'm going to have faith anyway. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge.
Yes.
You ought to discover some principle.
Yes, sir.
You ought to have some great faith that grips you so much.
Yes.
You will never give it up.
Never.
Somehow you go on and say, I know that the God that I worship is able to deliver me.
Yes.
But if not, I'm going on anyhow. I'm going to stand up for it anyway. And I say to you this morning that if you have never found something so dear and so precious to you that you will die for it, then you aren't fit to live.
Make it plain. Make
you
it.
May be 38 years old as I happen to be. And one day, some great opportunity stands before you and calls upon you to stand up for some great principle, some great issue,
yes,
some great cause. And you refuse to do it because you are afraid. You refuse to do it because you want to live longer. You are afraid that you will lose your job, or you're afraid that you will be criticized, or that you will lose your popularity? Are you afraid that somebody will stab you, or shoot at you, or bomb your house?
Yes.
And so you refuse to take the stand. Well, you may go on and live until you are 90, but you are just as dead at 38 as you would be at 90. The cessation of breathing in your life is but the belated announcement of an earlier death of the spirit.
Yes.
You died when you refused to stand up for right.
Yes.
You died when you refused to stand up for truth.
Yes.
You died when you refused to stand up for justice.
I'm gonna let the gladness turn me round, oh Lord, turn me round, oh Lord, turn me round. I'm gonna let the gladness turn me round. I'm gonna keep on a walking, keep on a talking, marching up the street all night. Ain't gonna let no tears get. Turn me round, oh Lord, turn me round, oh Lord, turn me round. Ain't gonna let no tears get. Turn me round, I'm gonna keep on a walking, keep on a talking, marching up the street all night. Ain't gonna let no horses. Turn me round, oh Lord, turn me round, oh Lord, turn me round. Ain't gonna let no horses turn me round. I'm gonna keep on a walking, keep on a talking, marching up the freedom. Ain't gonna let your twilight turn me round, oh Lord, turn me round, oh Lord, turn me round. Ain't gonna let your turn me round, I'm gonna keep on a walking, keep on a talking, marching up to freedom.
We just heard two little girls at the march with Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around from Freedom Song Selma, Alabama. Yet another incredible recording out on Smithsonian Folkways. This one, field recordings from the 3rd Selma to Montgomery March. Just incredibly moving and powerful material there. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on moral courage in the middle. And we started out with Mavis Staples, Eyes on the Prize, from her very powerful album, Will Never Turn Back. I am Sanguine Fromage. You're listening to Upfront Soul. So honored to have you with us here celebrating Black History Month. We're going to hear some brand new music right now from Chawa. Check this one out. It's called My People. You heard it first on Upfront Soul.
Say rainbow.
Was first to die. Black man shed his blood for the cause and loved his country and paid the greatest cost. Cause one small woman played a huge big part. Didn't move to the back of the bus, this Rosa Parks. And the people was fighting, was praying, blood flowing. And the train keeps coming, hear the proud whistle blowing, saying, Carmichael, yes, he did what he did. Started the Black Panther movement in 66. Same year, Bobby Seale and Brother Huey P. in Oakland brought us the Black Panther Party. Started serving lunches and preaching to the crowds and carried mad weapons, made the people feel proud. And back in 67, Mr. Thurgood done it. First Black American Supreme Court Justice. Robert Lawrence set his sights to the stars. First Black ever in the whole world astronaut. Back in 55, my brother named Emmett Till whistled at a white woman brutally killed. 1906 in Atlanta, race riots where the whites massacred blacks, police stay quiet. The ghost still living and the blood still talks. And the freedom train coming, don't nobody walk back. Nowadays it's still ain't really that much improvement. Marcus Garvey was the first to do a lot. The UNIA was one of many things he brought. Benjamin Banneker, first wooden clock. I reckon he could see that the time wouldn't stop. Come on! They were suspended, but they didn't care. 2008, the first black man to ever win a primary election. Beat Mrs. Clinton and John McCain with honor. First black president, Barack Obama. Come on.
Freedom, 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 fre
Dyke and the Blazers there with We Got More Soul from Black Power Music of a Revolution. Sending that one out to Mark. In the middle, we heard Arrested Development with Freedom from their album Strong. And we started out with brand new music from a band from New Orleans called Shawa. Their upcoming album is called My People, and we heard the first single off of that record by the same name, My People. Can't wait to hear the rest of it. All right, moving on to Oscar Brown Jr. now with 40 Acres and a Mule.
Thank you very much. You know, I always enjoy playing Washington, D.C. Makes me feel not only among friends, but close to the seat of government. Provides me with an opportunity to deliver, for example, this open letter pressed into my hands by a man on my street. If I'm not mistaken, I once read, back during that short spell I spent in school, where every slave set free was supposed to get, for slaving, 40 acres and a mule. Now, ain't no telling how much work was done by my ancestors under slavery's rule, but sure as hell, the total's got to run at least 40 acres and a mule. Now, I'm not saying this to see folks sweat, because I'm not bitter, neither am I cruel. But ain't nobody paid for slavery yet about my 40 acres and my mule. We had a promise. That was taken back. And when we hollered, it was hush, be cool. Well, me, I'm being rowdy, hot, and black. I want my 40 acres and my mule. Don't tell me not to get myself upset. Don't look at me like I'm some kind of ghoul. Just answer quietly, when do I get my goddamn 40 acres and my mule? No thanks, I'll take my own self out to lunch. No thanks, I'll dig me my own swimming pool and lay and play around with my own bunch. Yeah, if I get 40 acres and a mule, cause interest gotta go on, just like rent. I may be crazy, but I ain't no fool. 100 years of debt at 10% per year, per 40 acres and per mule. Now add that up. Ooh-wee, look at that. No wonder y'all call great-grandma Jewel. Just pay me that and call the whole thing square. Yes, Lordy, 40 acres and a mule.
We told them about Greenwood and how the people were willing to go down to register and face the dogs. And some people said, well, if they can do that, then we can do this. And that's the way it goes, you see, all over the South.
Ah, yes, the world, planet Earth, third from the sun of a gun. 360 degrees, and as new worlds emerge, stay alert, stay aware, watch the eagle, watch the bear. Earthquaking, foundation shaking, bias breaking, new day making change. Accumulating, liberating, educating, stimulating change. Tomorrow was born yesterday. From inside the rib or the people cage, the era of our first blood stage was blotted or erased or TV screened and defaced. Remember, There's a revolution going on in the world. One blood of early morning revolved to the one idea of our tomorrow. Homeboy, hold on. Now more than ever, all the family must come together. Ideas of freedom and harmony, great civilization, yesterday brought today will bring tomorrow. Neon, Leon, fast lane, brother, you were yesterday when dreams of karma and life still live. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be once again. Earthquaking, foundation shaking, investigating yesterday. I was wondering about our yesterdays and digging through the rubble. And to say the least, somebody went to a hell of a lot of trouble to make sure that when we looked things up, we wouldn't fare too well, and we would come up with totally unreliable pictures of ourselves. But I've compiled what few facts I could, I mean such as they are, to see if we could get a little bit of light. This is what I got so far. First, white folks discovered Africa and claimed it fair and square. Cecil Rhodes couldn't have been robbing nobody, cause hell, there wasn't nobody there. White folks brought all the civilization, wasn't none around. How could these folks be civilized when wasn't nobody writing nothing down? And to prove all their suspicions, well, didn't have to wait too long. They discovered there were whole tribes of people in plain sight with no clothes on. That's right. The women, the men, the young and the old righteous folks covered their eyes. And no time was spent considering their environment. Hell no, this just wasn't civilized. Another way they knew the folks were backwards, or at least this is how we were taught, is that unlike the civilized people of Europe, these tribal groups actually fought. And yes, there were some rather crude implements, and yes, there was primitive art. And yes, they were masters of hunting and fishing, courtesy came from the heart. And yes, there were medicines, love, and religion, intertribal communication by drum. But no paper and pencils and other utensils, and these folks never even heard of a gun. So this is why the colonies came, to stabilize the land. The Dark Continent had copper and gold, and the discoverers had a plan. They would discover all the places with promise and didn't need no leases or deeds. Then they'd appoint people to make everything legal, to sanction the trickery and greed. And when the natives got restless deep in the jungle, they would call it guerrilla attack. And never described it, folks finally got wise and decided that they would fight back. Still, we are victims of word games. Semantics is always a bit. Places once called underdeveloped are now called mineral rich. And still we are constantly hounded with unity just beyond reach. Egypt and Libya used to be in Africa, they've been moved to the Middle East. There are examples galore, I assure you, but if interpreting was left up to me, I would swear every time this version ain't mine. That's why it's called his story. Earth shaking, foundation quaking, bias breaking, new day making change.
can you come out and play?
Music.
Come blow your horn, come clap your hands, come play your drum. Need the rhythm like the flowers need the sun. There ain't no convenient time to be put squarely on the line. And the people need us more. Change the world. We need peace. Let that be the first change. A little bit of peace. Let that be the first change. We need peace. Yeah, there's no secret.
We just heard Gil Scott Heron, Black History, The World from Moving Target. In the middle, another excerpt from In the Mess, one of the recordings you'll find on Movement Soul, which is a really incredible document bringing together field recordings from the Civil Rights Movement in 1963 and 1964. And we started out with Oscar Brown Jr., a little tongue-in-cheek jazz interpretation for Black History Month, 40 Acres and a Mule, from Oscar Brown Jr. Goes to Washington. We are going to hear now from Roy Ayers. The track is called Black Family. Thank you.
kingship to them. Why they separate black family? Why they take the people away? Why? Why they do this thing? Why they take the people, put them in chains? Why they make some people change their names? Why they take the people in big boats? Far away. I say, far. I say.
Street. You've got to get down with your history. Don't just live your life day by day. day, realize that there's only just one way.
Get serious, you've got to get serious.
Observe the past and check out now, there's only one way to change somehow.
Get serious, you've got to get serious.
Hey, check this out, we're reminding you of the real deal and what you have to do. Don't waste time, don't be late, don't sleep on the message, don't hesitate. You got to be aware of the way things were, make sure they will not again occur.
Get serious, you got to get serious.
Life's not a game, that's for real. You've got to get an education so you can deal.
Get serious, you got to get serious.
You got to plan ahead, look into the future.
You think the situation,
I don't think it's a situation.
Get serious, you got to get serious.
Brothers and sisters out on the street, you've got to get down with your history. Don't just live your life day by day, realize that there's only just one way.
Get serious, you got to get serious.
Observe the past and check out now, there's only one way to change somehow.
Get serious, you've got to get serious.
Hey, check this out, we're reminding you of the real deal and what you have to do. Waste time, don't be late, don't sleep on the message, don't hesitate. You got to be aware of the way things were, make sure they will not again occur.
Get serious, you got to get serious.
Life's not a game, that's for real. You've got to get an education so you can deal.
Get serious, you got to get serious.
You got to plan ahead, look into the future.
You think the situation,
I don't think it's a situation.
Get serious. Get serious, you got to get serious.
Don't let it clog your mind, make you delirious. Take a stronghold, get serious.
Get serious, you got to get serious.
For when all the people are not asleep, they know we have a date with destiny to keep.
Get serious, you got to get serious. That's serious, man. Get serious.
We're down in a land where we need you.
Yeah.
We need you here in Selma, Alabama. And we need you up and down the streets of Selma.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Commodores with Rise Up. We Need You Here, another track from Movement Soul in the middle, and we started out with Roy Ayers' Black Family from Drive. Got time for just one more set as we celebrate Black History Month here on Upfront Soul. Who better to feature than Rashid Ali? I'm excited to let you know that Rashid Ali has finished recording another album in the 1968 series. This time we're going to hear Black Power Revolution from his very, very powerful album, 1968, Soul Power.
1968. Power to the people.
Muslims on the corner sending papers to the lost. Black Panthers serving breakfast to the children free of cost. We were young, gifted, and black, so full with pride. Black is beautiful was our cry. In the lunchroom with a list of 10 demands. Black champions would raise their fists and dare to take a stand. We were young, gifted, and black, so full of pride. Seize the time was our cry. Serving breakfast to the children, paid to lie. We were young, gifted, and black, so full of pride. It's nation time was a cry. Black brothers and sisters on the wrong end of a gun. Black brothers and sisters singing, we shall overcome. We were young, gifted, and black, so full of pride. I am somebody was a cry.
To build so much strength in building our community that if they come to get one person, they're gonna have to mess with us all. That's what we got to do. That's what we got to do. We've got to build so much strength inside our community so that when LBJ says, come here, boy, to my war, we say, hell no, we ain't going.
We'll be right back. black enough for you? Am I black enough for you? Am I black enough for you? They're gonna move on up one by one. We ain't gonna stop until the work is done. Am I black enough for you? Am I black enough for you? We gotta move on up two by two. And this old world is gonna be brand new. Am I black enough for you? Am I black enough for you? Get that line. Start marching in time. You better make up your mind. We're gonna leave you behind. We gotta move on up three by three. We gotta get rid of poverty. I got to stay black, black enough for you. I gotta stay black, black enough for you. We're gonna move on up four by four. We ain't never gonna suffer no more. I got to stay black, black enough for you.
Black Fairy, maybe you got something there. Yep, maybe you just might have something.
Yes, I think so. I think we both have something to be very, very proud of.
Wrapping up the Black History Month edition of Upfront Soul with a Black Power set. At the very, very end, we heard from the Lamont Zeno Theater a tiny little snippet called Johnny and Black Fairy from the album Black Fairy out on Athens of the North. Billy Paul asking the musical question, am I black enough for you? From 360 Degrees of Billy Paul. Stokely Carmichael there. An excerpt called So Much Strength. And we started out with one of my favorite artists, Rashid Ali, Black Power Revolution from 1968, Soul Power. And yes, there is another 1968 album in the works. So excited to spin it for you. You will hear it first here on Upfront Soul. Thank you for joining me for this Black History Month edition version of Upfront Soul. I do hope you'll stay tuned. Tune in again next week, and always do remember, if you get knocked down, don't stay down. Get up and get down. Upfront Soul comes to you from Community Radio WERU-FM, Blue Hill, Maine, Wabanaki Territory.
How that sound, Sam?
That sounds nice.